This is Will, and I'm the guitar player, and I'm not a rock star.
And he plays one on TV.
But I play one on TV. And the commentary to my left is the even lovelier Bobby Shepherd on drums there. Go ahead, Bob. Say something.
I'd prefer not to be on the left.
Hey, I don't know if you noticed that, Will. I did hold back the rock star. I didn't want to go to your head while we got this room of people in here, man. Hey, but let's start off the interview. Let's get on a serious note here. Could you guys just give us a short testimony how you came to the Lord?
I'll go first. This is Bobby. Good evening, all. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having us, Dale and Leah. Brief testimony of how I came to the Lord. I didn't want to go to hell. That much I was sure of. So as I began to see God, I was about 18 years old, and I felt a very strong pull. And like I said, bottom line, I'm not going to lie to you, I didn't want to go to hell. And so I got born again. But unfortunately, I backslid within the first year, primarily for lack of instruction in spiritual warfare. They didn't tell me that the enemy is going to come in and take away, snatch away what God had given me. So I spent the next, I guess I was 23 when I got rededicated. And really that time I knew what to be on guard for, got in a solid church that taught me about spiritual warfare. And I was armed and dangerous, and I've been at it ever since.
And as for me, I've been pretty much raised in the church. Church is all that I knew, and my parents had established early on. I remember I must have been 4 or 5, and my mother started trying to share the plan of salvation with me, but I was really too young to understand all that. And then when I was about, we were in Germany, my dad was stationed there, and I remember coming home from school, and my mother took me in the back room, and she explained to me about salvation. And I realized at that point that, you know, going to church isn't what made me, isn't what saved me, and that that my righteousness was as filthy as anybody else. And I was confronted with the concept of sin. And so when I was 9, I came to the Lord. But like a lot of people, there came a point in my life where I decided I wanted to do things my own way. And I didn't dive into drugs or anything like that. But I learned how to play church really good, and I became what a lot of people would consider, I guess, the Pharisee. But I basically told God I was going to do my own thing, and and I think that's probably as bad or worse than going out and doing the things that we say sinners do. And so basically, I even remember a time when God showed me a vision of hell, and he told me flat out, he said, "I'm not going to talk to you again about this." And it still took a little while for that to take, but I remember coming home from work one day and saying I was tired of chasing, I was tired of wasting time and tired of playing games with God, and I repented. And I decided that Jesus was Lord, period, end of discussion, and I moved on from that. And then it wasn't too long after that that I started really getting involved with the dream that I always had, which was playing music. Because I'd always established that I wouldn't, even when I was in my time of rebellion, I chose to, I said, you know, God, I'm not going to play unless I can play for the kingdom. And since I knew I wasn't right, I guess music was nothing more than the dream after that. So, but that's pretty much it in a nutshell.
Cool, great testimonies, guys. Man, I feel like you're getting rededicated to the Lord right about now. Does everybody in the band believe in Jesus? This is a three-part question, by the way. Does everybody in the band believe in Jesus? And if you do you guys pray together? And what is the role that God plays in this band?
Go ahead, Bob.
Go ahead, Will.
Go ahead, Mark. No. Well, first and foremost, and I know that's not a that's certainly not a dumb question. That yes, we do believe in Jesus. Everything that we do is about Him, for Him, through Him, by Him. There is no other name by which man may be saved. There is no other way to the Father. And we believe that, and that is the whole purpose of Jesus, Joshua 24:15. I know I'm probably anticipating a question further down, but the name of the band, Jesus, Joshua 24:15. Joshua 24:15 says, "Choose this day whom you will serve," and Jesus is our answer to that question. And we do pray together, when we come together as a band, we're not so much about having church in as much as we're about doing the mission that we're called to, and the vision, which is to go out and evangelize and let people know that, and Bob will probably say this later on, is that God is not your problem. And, you know, Bob will elaborate a little bit more on that, but we do think sometimes that a lot of bands get together and they spend their practice time having church. What we do is we know what we're supposed to do when we get together, and God is all about it. We're all about God, and He's all through that and in that, but we got to press in and do what we're called to do, which is excellent. So, Bob, you want to elaborate on that any?
Sure do. Everything we do is about Jesus. From the beginning, naming the band Jesus was so that there would be no doubt as to what we were about. And then in conjunction with reading our lyrics and hearing our music, we were so much about Jesus that I've till this day, Dale, I still wait to get attacked. Mainly, it's sad to say, but I always felt from the beginning that the church was going to come against us for playing the kind of music we do and trying to be about Jesus. But, coming from my background of spiritual warfare and being all about it, one of the key reasons we named the band Jesus was for the power that's in that name, and within that name every knee shall bow. At the sound of that name, demons tremble. So we wanted that name to go out before us wherever we went, and we simply have the attitude that, God, if you don't go with us, we're not going, because we truly have nothing to offer this world. In ourselves, we have nothing that we can give this world. But if we're obedient in the calling that God has called us to in every area, then the Spirit of God can work through us and bring into this earth what He has to bring into this earth, which will only come through us. Each of us as individuals, there's something that God can bring to this earth through each and every one of us as individuals, and it's up to us to be obedient with the giftings and the callings that He's given us, that thing that God has for this earth can come into existence. And so we're very seriously a band that has from day one been very serious about obedience. And there's tons of areas to be obedient in, and a lot of it, we can sit here and preach, a lot of it applies to a lot of people serving in their local church. People just, they get upset and they quit serving God for the silliest reasons. And it's ridiculous. We have a strong understanding that we're going to give an account. I tell people that all the time. You're going to give an account for what you do in this life and on this earth. And you're going to be held accountable for the talents. Rather, God gave you 5, 10, or 15, you're going to be accountable for them. And we have simply chose to take our talents and not bury them, but take them out and see them multiply. And that's what we've been about from day one.
Cool, man. That's awesome, man. Since Will brought this up anyways about the band name, because I was going to ask that later down the road. But, Bobby, you brought up a good point. And, I've talked to Will about this a little bit. Since you guys put Jesus as your first thing, I've noticed in a couple, on some Christian boards that people really dislike you putting Jesus in your band name. does that really bother you guys or anything? I guess it really doesn't because you kind of answered it, but, you know, because, you know, I noticed it in a review, and people get upset about it, and I just couldn't understand why.
Well, it's definitely not a thing that's going to bring peace into this earth. Another reason that I wanted to call the band Jesus was, I don't care who you are, when you hear that name, when you hear the name Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes in and it causes people to think. It causes you to think about eternity. It causes you to think about God. Now, in a lot of South America and all like that, Jesus is a very common name. But to us in the realm that we're in here up north and in a lot of places in the earth, you know, when you hear the name Jesus, it convicts people. A lot of people get mad at it because they know right away, I'm not where I'm supposed to be, or I'm not right with God, with my Creator. And that's one reason it causes a lot of controversy. We put it there, and we really don't care what anybody feels or thinks about it, because it comes back to, like we said before, it's all about our calling and us giving an account for what we were told to do, not anybody else.
I think also, you know, Bob's, I think, being a little more polite, but basically we don't really give a flying flip what other people think. You know, I've seen interviews with bands, mostly secular, who, you know, they're out to shock and they're out to, you know, they want to get people's attention. And the truth be told, they're all doing the same thing, and they're not shocking anybody because, you know, it's normal. You know, what Marilyn Manson does is not shocking. He's trying to shock. He's not doing anything new. Alice Cooper was doing that back in the 70s, you know. And here we come with the name Jesus, and all of a sudden people are shocked, which, to be honest with you, we really haven't received the kind of indignance that we've expected in our, we've been together, you know, about 11 years, and we haven't really received the indignance yet. I imagine it's coming, the more popular that I think we'll become. I'm not trying to say that to be arrogant. I'm just saying that, you know, the fact remains is that you look at our culture today, and, you know, there's a hostility towards Jesus Christ. Well, and here we go naming our band Jesus, and we expect some hostility. So, you know, I personally don't really care if somebody doesn't like it. We don't write our music. We don't perform. We don't do anything based on what man says. I'd like to have my peers' approval, and I'd like for people to enjoy our music and stuff. But ultimately, we're really only playing for an audience of one anyway, and that's Jesus Christ. So it really doesn't matter what other people think.
Wow, man, we could sit here and talk about this forever, man. This is a really good discussion, man. But we're gonna do a song. And we're going to do it off your first album, The Time of My Return. We're going to do the song Freedom. Can you guys tell us a little bit about the song?
The song, when I wrote the song Freedom, it came about. It was a very serious song about spiritual warfare, as far as I'm concerned. A lot of my songs that I write are like that. I try to share what I've learned a lot. It's not... I'm just not a head smart person. Everything that I know and everything that I'm about, I pretty much had to walk through it. And I prefer it that way because I get things better when I get bit.
Now, if I want to learn, you get bit a lot, don't you, Bob?
Yeah, if I want to learn something, you know, all I got to do is go in there and break it. And I'll know next time what button not to push or what knob not to turn.
Freedom, it's interesting because we live in a military town. We were raised around Fort Bragg, and I think all of us are either military brats, and I think Steve was in the military at one time. And you know, freedom isn't free, and that is certainly not only a truth for a nation; it's also certainly true for those of us who understand true freedom in Christ Jesus. And it's not free. And there's a line in the song that says freedom, there's a question that says, what would you do with it? Would you lay down your life? And we really need to think, especially in the time that we're in now, and that song was written back in 1996, but I think that the truth of that song is everlasting. What, you know, freedom, what would you do with it? So that's essentially what it's about.
Always say.